Have we done a morning episode before?
I don't think that we have. Maybe like an afternoon one.
Like early afternoon.
Yeah, but not morning.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m., which for most people is like midday, but for us it's morning. But yeah, sorry about last week, guys. That's my bad. Addie was busy with school too, but like it's mostly my fault because...
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't want to say fault because I don't. It's not my fault that I'm mentally ill, but I was having a really hard mental health week, and I feel like you guys are so tired of that excuse coming from me. But it was really bad, and I texted Addie. I was like, I can't get through this fucking research. Like, I had a week for the books last week. I didn't have time to do jack shit, and when I did finally have time to sit down, I was so exhausted. I couldn't focus, and I texted her. I was like, I can't do this. And she was like, well, I was going to suggest at the beginning of the week that, like, we don't do it. But she knows me and knows that sometimes, like, if I feel like I can't do something, I lose my shit. So she didn't suggest that because she cares about me. But then when I said it, she was like, no, I was thinking that anyway because I think it'd be good for you. So I appreciate you for understanding because also... Yeah. Our agreement is while she's in school, I'm going to do a bulk of the research and stuff, because it's only fair. And so I think I just needed to take a step back last week.
But I also think that it's okay to take a break every now and then. I don't think we've taken a break yet. Or if we have, it was a little while ago.
No, we haven't taken like a week we haven't taken a whole week where we skipped it. What we have done is... on my end yet again, where I just didn't finish editing and put it out on Sunday because I got sick.
Yeah, but that's
on
still,
Saturday. Yeah,
it's so I think that's still okay.
I still had like a not great week, but I ended up kind of banging out all my research yesterday after I got home from my birthday dinner and got.
Yeah, it was Audrey's birthday yesterday. Everyone, wish Audrey happy birthday. Let's pause. So they can wish you happy birthday. Hold on. Okay, continue.
Well, it's funny because once you posted on the podcast Instagram, like 4 or 5 people reached out, and I really appreciated that. Nora texted me, actually.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. I don't know. My brain's just so fried today. I'm so sorry. I feel like I had things to update or say, but I just... Oh, the Etsy's up. Shit.
Yeah.
The Etsy is up. So that is also Nightmare TCP. If you want to go look at it, I think I only have 2 things up there right now. I'm still trying to figure everything out, but I did upload, I believe, a hat and a mug. It's a Mothman mug and a hat that says Oogly Boogly. So those are up there. And I don't know, I think that's it. Oh, also, I don't know if it came out yet. I recently recorded with Hacked History with Lucas and Jake, and... I don't know if you saw the email. Lucas sent us an email of, like, the rough edit. And I was like, honestly.
I haven't checked the email.
Well, if you want to listen to it, like, before it goes out, you're more than welcome to go listen to the email he sent us. But he sent us an email of, like, a rough edit. And I was like, dude, I trust your judgment. Please don't feel like I have to listen to it before you put it out. Whatever I say is on the table. Like, so that should be coming out soon. That was a lot of fun. And he's going to be coming on. I believe Lucas is. I don't know if Jake will be, but it's still in the works. But he loves H.H. Holmes, that whole story, and I hate it. And it's my brother's favorite, and he recommended it to me, my brother. And I was like, Anthony, I love you so much, but that's never going to fucking happen. And so Lucas and I were talking when we ended recording and asked, you know, what would be a good topic if he were to come on. And I was like, honestly, if you want to do H.H. Holmes, that would be tits because I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that. Yeah. And so he's very excited. We're very excited to have him. I think you're going to love them because they're the guy versions of us.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
I'm hoping that when they come on, you connect with them just as much as I did.
Mm-hmm. I think I will.
Mm-hmm. They're great. And they have like a just horrible dark sense of humor like we do. Like it's
yeah.
It's amazing. Okay. So also, sorry, one more thing. I don't know if you're down for this, but I came up with the idea that because Addie and I both are kind of like artists in our own way. Like we both crochet a little. Well, she crochets more than I do, but
That's debatable.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe I've been crocheting for longer, but I crochet like a little bit every couple of months. Yeah. But yeah.
But anyway, that's not the point. So basically, Addie and I are both making things that we're going to sell on the Etsy, from what I understand, correct?
Yes.
It's not necessarily going to always be available, but what I would like to do is give Patreon donors 10% off handmade items. So that does not include anything that's print on demand, like t-shirts, mugs, hats, but anything that Addie and I make ourselves, we are going to try and see if we can put a 10% off thing in there, if that's okay with you.
I feel that like sounds nice. Great. Sweet. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Okay, cool.
Those will be fun too, because each one will be one of a kind, and I know mine definitely are not going to look perfect. So
neither of ours are. The Mothman I'm making. Look at his head; he's so deformed.
Oh, he's so cute though.
His eyes are so wonky.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, all right. I think I'm going to dive into this because I've spent like the past 2 weeks kind of thinking about it. You know what I mean? Like I started the research 2 weeks ago and I'm ready to get it over with because I don't know. I'm bored. I'm bored of it.
Aburrido. That's bored in Spanish.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if you just heard my stomach make like a vile noise, but.
No, I didn't.
Oh, good. So I started last week thinking like, oh, you know what would be fun is to do kind of like a little history thing, because I feel like we haven't really done that.
Because
I've been wanting to do, how do I explain this? Just like history shit that you didn't learn in school, you know? And so I was going to do medieval torture. And then I was like, that's a lot to cover. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. So I just picked one like civilization to focus on. And so I chose ancient Roman torture and execution because they kind of went hand in hand. And it's a lot. It was like, I was doing the research. I was like, this sucks. This is like real bad. Because there was a lot that like even I couldn't stomach. And I was like, I'm going to try and keep this a little bit lighter, if that makes sense. Like it's
as
really
light as it can be.
Right. But I was telling Addie about it. I was like, I would try really hard not to go into, like, the gruesome details. And it was more or less just, like...
Yeah, because you texted me. And you were like, oh, I'm going to do the torture of ancient Rome. And I was like, well, I had a break last week. Or I had a break for 2 weeks from the trauma. No, but I'm really excited.
I haven't traumatized you guys since Albert Fish, okay? It's my time to shine again.
Especially since we also got a break last week. Yeah, so I think we deserve some.
Yeah. And this one, I mean, it's true crime. I know like a lot of people, including me, get way more upset about harm to animals than harm to people. That's what I'm warning you about that. You specifically.
Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. Okay. Sorry.
Animal cruelty. This involves a lot of animal cruelty because the ancient Romans were fucks.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
I know.
Okay.
I also thought that maybe because I'm going to be covering different, like if I covered just one civilization, I could go and cover like a different one at a different time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it a whole blanket thing. I wanted to get a little bit more in detail.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about ancient Rome, just in general. From what I understand, there were no law enforcement officers, so torture was included in the legal system to stop bad behavior. The only form of civil protection was having soldiers stationed outside the city to prevent riots and protect the emperor. If the soldiers didn't like the emperor, they would gain up on him and kill him anyway.
Oh.
So, like, fuck protecting you and the city. I'm just going to gang up on you and kill you. They had very few criminal laws, including patricide and treason, which were, like, two of the only laws that, I mean, laws, I guess, is not the correct word, but those were the punishable offenses, were patricide and treason.
What's the first one?
Patricide, I believe it's when you kill your own father?
That's what I was going to guess, but I wasn't completely sure.
Let me just double check, because I went into this thinking that's what it was, and then you asked me, and I wasn't confident in my answer. I don't know if it's patricide or patricide. It's one of the two. Yep, killing of one's father, so.
Okay.
Killing your father or treason.
Mm-hmm.
They did, however, have civil laws such as property rights, divorce, and the sales of goods and services. Civilians of ancient Rome had to police themselves for protection. For example, in the situation of murder, the victim's eldest male relative would take responsibility to avenge their death, sometimes in the form of blood money. So if the murderer's family couldn't come up with the money, or the victim's family didn't want money, the murderer would be hunted down and killed by the victim's family. Usually oldest male relative, yeah. Oftentimes before killing someone, the Romans wouldn't hesitate to torture their victim first, which I told you guys what this was anyway. So torture was used in Rome starting as far back as the year 2 AD, usually as interrogation tactics. However, they had been using these forms of torture on enslaved people for many years prior. They believed that an enslaved person was only honest when being tortured and couldn't be trusted otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these methods of execution and torture were used on enslaved people, but I wanted to note that they were also used a lot on people who practiced Christianity and Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that I'm going to talk about is called the Bronze Bull, which was also called the Brazen Bull, and it was invented by the Greeks. And this tool of execution was a hollow bronze statue of a bull with a door on one side. The victims, that's another thing. Sorry, off topic again. I wrote victims a lot because most of these people were executed or tortured for no fucking reason. So a lot of articles I read were like using the word condemned, and I was like, that doesn't feel right. So yeah. I'm saying victims.
Yeah.
The victims were forced into the statue, and a fire was lit underneath, cooking the victim alive.
Oh my god.
The inside of the statue was constructed in a way that the echo of the victim's scream sounded like the roar of a bull. So there was like a tube that went out the bull's nose. And so the steam would come out of the nose, and then the screaming would also come out of the nose, and it would
sound like a bull.
In Rome, the bull was used to kill those who practiced Christianity and Judaism, considering they still worshipped the gods and goddesses at the time. So that was like a very common thing. The reason Christians and Jews were killed was because in Rome at the time, they still worshipped the Roman gods and goddesses.
Yeah.
So this one's really gross. I tried to make this like as least disgusting as possible. It was very difficult. This one's called Scaphism, or Scaphism. Mm-hmm. I've heard it both ways. It is also just called the boats. And it originated in Persia as a method of execution. The victim was tied into a boat so that their limbs were hanging outside of it. So you were kind of like starfished out. So your arms and legs would be kind of dangling on the outside of the boat. And you were laying face up. Another boat would be tied on top of the victim, but the top of the boat would be cut off so there was a space for the victim's head to, like, breathe and see. A mixture of honey and milk was force-fed to the victim, inevitably causing uncontrollable diarrhea and vomiting. As if that weren't bad enough, they were smeared in the milk and honey mixture to attract insects, parasites, and vermin. So they were bathing in milk, honey, vomit, and shit. The victims were then pushed into the water where they would be stung, bitten, and eaten alive by these organisms while their orifices were being used as breeding grounds and nests for eggs to hatch. And then once the eggs hatched, they would then be eaten from the inside out.
No. I don't like that.
Yeah. Since they were consistently being fed milk, honey, and water, they almost never died of starvation or dehydration. Instead, they died from suffering from infection, blood loss, parasites, or exposure. The most famous victim of this torture was a Persian soldier who was unlucky enough to survive 17 days.
Oh my god, that's so long!
There is another version of the boats called the Barrel, and it was created by Roman Emperor Domitian, I believe I'm saying that right, in the first century. Usually it was for Christians, and they were trapped in a barrel, so the top was like nailed shut, and the only opening was a head-sized hole in the top for feeding. And everything about this was the same as scaphism. So they were fed the honey milk. They were smeared in it. It was like poured on top of them and into the barrel. They were shitting, vomiting, everything. But sometimes instead of milk and honey, the victims were force-fed rotten parasite-ridden food. So usually I want to say because there was really only one opening, I want to say like rats and shit couldn't get in there unless they climbed or like, I don't know how rats operate.
But, yeah.
I know like insects, maggots, parasites, that was a huge issue with the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's like my worst nightmare.
Nasty. Fucking gross. I hate bugs. Like, I fucking hate bugs. So the next one is the first one I'm going to talk about that includes animal cruelty.
Okay.
So I'm just preparing you for that. I really didn't go into, like, super detail about it. This one is called Damnatio ad Bestias, which was Latin for the condemnation to beasts. And this was reserved for the worst criminals at the time, which you can guess who that was. Take a guess as to who the worst criminals at the time were.
I don't know.
The Christians!
Okay, I was gonna guess maybe that, but...
Christians, yep, and enslaved people, because, you know, God forbid. You could also choose to participate in the condemnation of beasts for the sake of making a name for yourself, or people would, like, place bets on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
They, like, people just wanted to be a legend, so... Either way, it became a sport, for lack of a better word, for entertainment. To put that bluntly, you were in the center of the Colosseum about to be attacked by a lion, tiger, or bear, oh my, and you'd have an entire fucking audience watching you be attacked by a giant wild animal.
Right.
So the victims were thrown into the amphitheater completely naked and without any weapons shortly before an animal was released. If one man was dead, if the victim died, they'd just send another guy in that was supposed to be executed. If the victim were able to take down one of the animals by some stroke of luck, the executioners would simply release another animal into the ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but...
The highest recorded kill by one lion was about 200 men.
Oh my god.
And some of the more unusual animals that were imported for this event, you're going to laugh at this, were rhinos, crocodiles, elephants, and giraffes.
Wow. I mean, not a bad range of animals, but also how the hell were they importing these animals?
I could not fucking tell you. I just want to know who was like, you know what's a vicious wild animal? A fucking giraffe.
Giraffes are... Okay, hold on. Real quick, though. Giraffes kind of go crazy a little bit.
Do they?
Not gonna lie. Yeah, because when they, like, fight each other, they take their necks and they, like, whip it into each other. They, like, whip their horns into, like, each other's necks as, like, when they're trying to establish, like, a pecking kind of order.
If they get angry, do you think they'd be, like, capable of killing?
Yeah, I think so, because if, like, you think about how tall they are, how much weight there is in their body, like, if they're chasing after you, they're going to be able to catch up to you pretty quickly, especially if they're in, like, just a little area of space. So I feel like they could easily, I don't know if they'd necessarily, like, use their necks because their necks are so long, but
they'd easily be able
to, like, kick you and trample you.
So... The thing with the elephants is that elephants are usually pretty docile.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So the thing with the elephants is that they were often trained by handlers to crush other people.
Oh, gotcha.
So I don't know if that's what they did in this circumstance, but that was like another... Yeah. I didn't write that down because it was just... I knew I'd bring it up in this section, but what they would do is they'd have the handlers like command the elephants to... It was called crushing, and they would literally just...
Yeah.
step on a human's head until their head, like, exploded. So And I don't know if that's what they were doing with it. A crocodile and a rhino will tear you to fucking shreds. I did not know that about giraffes. Thank you for that information. So
they crazy.
Well, I know that now. And I'll get to it a little later, why I asked if they were angry enough, if that would work. Because I'm about to get into that. So oftentimes the victims would commit suicide before entering the ring because it was an easier death than being mauled by a wild animal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And unsurprisingly, the animals that were used for the executions were severely abused in order to make them more agitated.
Yeah. I was going to ask about that.
So the animals were starved and beaten in order to make the killings faster and more aggressive. It could be the most calm animal on the fucking planet, and it would be starved and beaten just to make it pissed and hungry enough to kill a human. Due to the popular demand of this event, like I said, lack of a better word, I don't know what else to say. It was like literally just, it was like going to a concert.
Yep.
For the ancient Romans. So that that's what this was. And so due to how popular it was to go watch this and the horrible mistreatment of the animals, obviously the animals are dying.
Right.
Several populations of wildlife depleted because they were being imported.
Mm-hmm.
And some breeds of these animals had gone completely extinct because they had all been taken from their habitats.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not surprising, but
no.
Wow, so they were doing this often. This was very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this wasn't, a lot of these weren't just Rome. You know, some of them were created in Rome, but some were originated from, like I said, one originated from Persia, some from Greece, some from Spain. So it's like, these are just the Roman versions of these executions. Kind of their own twist, I guess. I don't know, like, how else to say that. Due to the fact that it wasn't just the Romans doing this, there were, like, several other civilizations importing these wild animals that were said to be dangerous and mistreating them, and then they were dying off. So it's not surprising that they went extinct, but like I said, this is stuff, when I learned about ancient Rome, obviously they're not going to teach you this in school, you know?
So. Right, right.
This one was just called Sewn into a Donkey.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. More animal cruelty on this one. A donkey would be killed and abdomen sliced open and all of its organs would be removed. The victim was then stripped naked and forced into the donkey's abdomen. Then the donkey's abdomen would be sewn shut with the victim inside of it, but they left the victim's head out to prevent suffocation.
Oh. I don't like it.
They left this dead animal with a human inside in the beating sun, and so the donkey's decomposing body attracted maggots, bugs, and vultures while the victim's body was being cooked inside the abdomen of the donkey.
No.
The death was slow and painful, caused by infection, heat stroke, or starvation.
Oh.
Yep.
That is brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were not fucking around.
No.
At all.
You know what's crazy to me, and like this thought I've had while you've been talking about this, is like, humans are so, so brutal. Like, the fact that they could come up with this shit is mind-boggling. And like, with the Colosseum and the animals and, you know, throwing people in there, like, for fun. Like, watching that for fun. And like, of course, we like have our versions of our violence today, and a lot of people compare, you know, us going to see fights to what people were seeing in ancient Rome in the Colosseum.
Or like watching horror movies, you know?
Right, exactly. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy to think about how in our human nature, it's like normal, I guess, for us to be attracted to violence or gore in one way or another.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. I haven't read into it a whole lot. I might start looking into it because there is some psychological study about why humans are so intrigued by death, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, some people are obsessed with it and love it. It's, we talk about it all the time, but
yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a reason like people sit down and listen to true crime podcasts. There's a reason people,
right?
You know, when you drive by a car accident and you like look, there's studies. It's like, it's usually not to see if the person's okay. It's just to see if you see a dead body. You know, and that's not necessarily true for everyone, but it's a truth for a lot of people, and it doesn't mean that you're obsessed with murder or, like, death or anything. It's just a common thing for humans to be intrigued about psychologically.
Right.
So, and I don't know, I'm wondering if it just has to do with the fact of not knowing what's in the afterlife or anything like that, but clearly, since humans have been around, murder and death have been something to be intrigued by.
Yep.
So I'm gonna bring back the little joke about the feral swine. This one is called Wild Hogs, I think. Okay. But I'm calling it feral swine because throwback to DB Pooper. This one's actually really fucked up. I guess I'll put a trigger warning on this because it is like a sexual assault thing.
Oh geez.
And this form of torture was made for young women, which at the time means they were probably like 12 or 13. So this form of torture was used on virgin young women, and I couldn't find anything on why they were being condemned, so to speak. But they would be condemned, and the punishment started by these women being handed off to the gladiators, so they, these are not my words, would no longer be a virgin.
Oh, man.
So they were just like, we're going to send you off to get raped so you're useless to us. So that's the start of this torture.
Oh, my God.
She was then publicly stripped, her abdomen was sliced open, and then she was stuffed with barley.
Oh, no.
And then she would be sewn back up, only to be eaten alive by wild hogs.
Oh, my God. That's awful. That's awful. Oh, I don't like that.
It's, like, violently uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The discrimination that is just happening through all of this is so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're targeting women, enslaved people, Christians, Jews,
right?
You know, like very specific groups of people.
Right.
It's crazy to me how this was the first century. We're 2,000 years ahead of this, and the discrimination is still happening. Not necessarily to those groups, not all of those groups per se, but like there's still discrimination and racism and shit. It's like, how have we not come anywhere in 2,000 years?
Right. Not made any progress.
No. That was like the big reality check for me when I was doing this. Is I was like, we really have not changed as a human race in 2,000 years, have we? So this one is called Poena Kulai. I just called it the sack because I can't pronounce that.
Okay.
The Poena Kulai? I don't know. I looked up how to pronounce it, and then I forgot how to pronounce it, like, just now, so. The sack. This form of execution called for the victim to have a bag placed over their head, wooden shoes put on, and then they were sewn into a giant leather sack, along with a rooster, a monkey, a viper, and a dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's not the worst part. This waterproof sack's capacity was about 150 gallons, leaving plenty of oxygen to survive while you're brutally attacked by animals. Oh, I didn't even write this part down. Haha. So, once you were in the sack with these animals, you were thrown into the water to drown. But the sack was waterproof, so you wouldn't drown. You would be mauled by animals.
Right.
So, I don't know why I forgot to write that down, but that's what this whole thing was. So, this was another fan favorite, so to speak, of Roman citizens, like going to a fucking concert, and they found it entertaining to watch, just like the condemning of the beast. The sack was given as one of two options to those who committed parricide, the other being the condemning of the beast. So, if you killed your father, they were like, you could either be mauled by a lion or stuck in a bag with a snake, a dog, a chicken, and a fucking monkey.
Monkey.
And then thrown into a river. And you don't drown in the river. You just get attacked by four different animals.
Right. And I'm sure, like, the pressure of sinking, too, would play a part in one way or another, depending on how deep it was.
Well, I don't know if they would sink because there was, like, there was enough air. There was air in the sack, so I think they were floating.
Yeah.
But if one of the animals were to, like, tear the sack open, then you would drown because they were wearing wooden shoes and a bag over their head.
Yeah.
But, you know, then again, animal cruelty because all four of those animals would die.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sure the easiest way to go would be being bitten by that snake because they always used a venomous snake.
Right.
And, I mean, as long as it takes and how painful it is to die from a snake bite, it's probably easier than dying from
being
fatal
mauled.
Wounds and drowning.
Yeah.
Or, like, bleeding out, that would fucking suck. So yeah, if you were, like, a real piece of shit and killed your father, they would, like, condemning a beast or be thrown in the sack. So at least you had options, you know? They both sucked, but you had options.
Right.
This one, I don't like, I get, like, claustrophobic, so this one's, like, really unsettling to me. I also know a lot of the science about this one and, like, the death, how the death works and all that shit. I hate it. Being buried alive.
Oh my god, yeah.
So, this is, like, a really, really fucked up twist on that. So, Emperor Nero, who, I don't think I mentioned him yet, I know I did before we started the call, but he apparently did a lot for Rome, but he was definitely, like, the most fucked up emperor. And I downloaded a book on him because I think I just want to cover him separately, so I didn't really talk a whole lot about him in this, but a lot of this torture that I'm about to cover, like some of the other things that I have written down, he started, and he basically, I think he had a fetish for, like, torturing people because...
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, a character in Game of Thrones who's like that, too.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you said that because... For some of these things that I'm, like, going to talk about, they used Game of Thrones clips to, like, show what it was like.
Oh, to show it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was Game of Thrones until you just said that. I was like, oh, shit, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
So, being buried alive. And I don't think there's any way that someone could actually just fucking enjoy torturing someone without it being, like, a sexual thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sound, like, creepy or gross by saying that.
It makes sense,
but
though.
But I feel like... Just knowing about him, it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
And we'll see about, because he does another thing to virgin women and stuff that's, like, really not great. So, as I said, he was the fucking worst. He loved torturing people, and his favorite way to torture people was burying them alive. So, he usually saved this form of torture for women who broke their vows of chastity. Oh, it was this one. That's cute. For instance, he raped the priestess Rubria, and then because she was no longer a virgin in his eyes, she was buried alive.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. He was like, you broke your vow of chastity.
Fuck this, dude. That's on you, my guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Die.
So, when you think burying alive, it's like usually you dig a hole and throw the person in and bury them, right? So He did his own little thing here. He got creative with a lot of shit.
Not something that I think is a good thing.
No, not at all. So, another form of this that Nero created is that he would make the victim dig their own grave.
Oh, man.
A stake would then be stuck inside the grave, like, face up, so, like, a pointed stake. And then the victim was bound and thrown onto the stake. Now, if your crime were minor... And he thought you deserved to just die and not suffer, he would throw you on it in such a way that it would just pierce you right through the heart and you died immediately.
Oh.
If he decided that your crime was absolutely heinous and horrible, They would be fatally wounded by the stake, but then they would either die from blood loss or being buried alive.
Right.
So. Ugh. And when I say died from blood loss, I mean very, very slow blood loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or both. Sometimes you'd be buried alive and have blood loss at the same time. Excuse. Absolutely insane. So, we all know about crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people associate that with the Bible and stuff because
right.
Jesus died on the cross, whatever. So that wasn't, like, the first time crucifixion was used.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, people associate it with Christianity or Catholicism, the Bible, just all that stuff. But it wasn't necessarily, like I said, not the first time crucifixion was used. So I just don't want people getting confused that this happened, like...
during biblical times?
I mean, it did, technically, because this like, the first century, so it was immediately after.
Right.
But it didn't... crucifixion was a thing before Jesus was nailed to the cross. You know what I mean?
So right. I mean, they got the idea from somewhere.
Exactly. So this had been a thing for a really long time. I just don't want... anyone to get confused by anything I'm about to say. So the cross was used in many ways. Like I said, the Romans got fucking creative with everything because they're disgusting. Many times the victim was stripped naked and they had their head covered probably with like a bag or a blindfold. And they were tied down on the cross and like the cross was laying on the ground, I think. I don't think it was standing up. And the victim would be whipped until they died.
Oh.
If they didn't die from getting whipped, they would be untied from the cross on the ground. And their hands would be nailed to a cross beam, so a horizontal beam. Then sometimes they would be forced to hoist themselves on a post in the ground. Or,
oh, man.
Or sometimes it would be, like, done by the executioner.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, they would have to walk through the town still completely naked, nailed to that post. The
horizontal beam.
Yeah. But they would have to walk through town with that to get to the post. And the executioners made them wear signs around their neck saying their name and like the crimes that they had committed. Usually it's just being a Christian or an enslaved person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so either they would be forced to hoist themselves onto this post, or they would be hoisted up by another person, and then their feet were then nailed to the bottom of the post. So, as you can picture, just like the crucifix with Jesus on it. Sometimes the victim was left to die a slow death, but sometimes the process was sped up because there was there were guards at the cross, and they weren't allowed to leave until the person had died.
Gotcha.
So it was rare for this to happen, but sometimes if the guards were just, like, fed up or tired or just didn't want to be there anymore because it was hot or something, they would be smashed in the femur with a sledgehammer.
Oh.
They could, and these could happen all at once or they could just be, like, separate things, you know, but these are some of the punishments to kind of speed up the process. So smash in the femur with a sledgehammer, which is, like, the most painful bone to break.
Yeah.
Get stabbed to the heart with a spear, or suffocate from smoke because the guards would light a fire underneath the victim, and then the smoke would go directly up, and the victim would inhale it and suffocate. But like I said, that was a rare occasion. Usually the victim was left to die a slow and painful death due to prolong their humiliation and suffering.
Yeah.
And then once the victim had passed, their body would be left on the cross for wild animals to feast on.
Oh, wow.
I think a lot of the reason they didn't speed up the process, so to speak, is because, like I said, they enjoyed watching this shit.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, LOL, this guy's suffering. Let's just watch as long as we can.
Right.
I have some other, like, smaller forms of torture and execution that I just didn't want to, like, make their own bullet for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they were just... smaller and not necessarily less significant, there's just less information. So the first one I have is that after the Great Fire of Rome, do you know about that?
Mm-mm.
So it's basically exactly what it sounds like. It was a huge fucking fire in Rome and it wiped out like 2/3 of the city, Left several people injured, a lot died, but, like, the actual city itself, 60% of it burned down.
Wow.
So Emperor Nero decided it was the Christians' fault.
Of course.
Of course he did, right? So then he burned thousands of Christians alive as revenge for the fire.
Oh my God.
The victim was forced to wear a papyrus tunic, which is just like a paper.
Yeah.
And it was soaked in a flammable substance, usually like resin, sometimes wax. And then they were tied to a very tall pole. And so then the executioner would climb to the top of the pole with like a ladder or something, pour hot tar and lard onto the top of the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And as the liquid dripped down the pole, the victim was set on fire mm-hmm. and incinerated.
Mm-hmm.
Another way Nero tortured innocent people for the Great Fire was by boiling thousands of Christians to death in hot oil.
Oh my God.
So, here's the kicker. Are you ready for this?
Mm.
History shows that Nero was the one who actually started the Great Fire so he could rebuild the city the way he wanted it to look. Because he didn't like
what
the way it looked.
What a dick. Oh my God.
So he burns down the entire fucking city. And he's like, it's the Christians.
Oh my God.
It's like when people put themselves directly into an investigation to like take the, mm-hmm. What do you call it? Not necessarily take the blame off of them, but to like look more innocent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I guess while the city was burning, he was hopping around like Elfo playing the fucking fiddle. He was literally just like dancing and playing his fiddle while the city was burning.
What is with this guy? I was going to say before you even mentioned that he was the one who started the fire, I was going to say like, already that's like innocent people that were dying, thousands and thousands of innocent people that were dying. And then you said that he was the one who started it and then blamed Christians. So they were like truly innocent, actually mm-hmm. really innocent people because they didn't like, there
they didn't
was
do
no
it.
Blame
Mm-mm.
at all.
I just thought of something that might be controversial.
What?
The Christians were like one of the first religious groups to be discriminated against, but now they're the most discriminating fucking religious group.
Yeah.
I said what I said, come for me. So this one was not great. Obviously, homosexuality has been around a very, very, very long time. There's like science proving that other animals are,
yeah,
you know, display homosexuality. So it's not just like a new thing because the media is making it trendy.
Right.
And so in ancient Rome, there were rules, like societal rules about who you could have sex with.
Right.
And so I don't know exactly how to explain it. So like basically the emperor was allowed to ask for sex from anybody. Right. Mm-hmm. And then the person below him could ask for sex from anybody except for the emperor.
Gotcha.
So as it kept going down, you were only allowed to, I guess, like, sleep with people that were in the same rank as you or lower.
Yes.
Or same social status or lower. However, there were times where someone of a lower social status would come on to someone at a higher social level than them. And in that case, if they were denied, the person of lower class, if they got like upset or just like really wanted, that person would mm-hmm. rape them. Mm-hmm. It was usually men. So, say, like, a common citizen wanted to sleep with a soldier, and the soldier said no, sometimes the common citizen would rape the soldier.
Mm.
And if that happened, the common citizen would be publicly castrated,
mm-hmm.
which is deserved if you rape someone. However, mm-hmm. if the person at higher rank, say the soldier, allowed this to happen and consented to this sex, they would be publicly disemboweled.
Oh my God.
Yes. Not the citizen, the soldier.
Yeah.
Just for allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
However, in this circumstance, if the soldier asked, like, made a move on the common citizen, there would be no consequences.
Yeah.
So the issue is when a commoner were to, like, go up to someone of higher rank. And regardless if the person of higher rank said yes or no, someone would suffer consequences.
Yeah.
like I said, usually all of this happened with men. And oftentimes after the sex would happen, one of the two parties would lie. And by the end of the day, the rest of the city would watch someone's genitals or bowels be removed.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Because even if someone of a higher rank was like, I want to have sex with you.
Right.
They could still lie about it and be like, oh, they came to me and I said no and they did it anyway.
Right.
And then the other person would be castrated. So it was just like a very fucked up thing all around.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
This one's called the cauldron. It's not what you think.
Oh my gosh. Okay, okay.
It's still fucking brutal, so.
I thought you were gonna say it's not what you think, it's worse.
Oh, it is. It is.
Great.
So they would, the ancient Romans would keep these like small animals like rats or cats or like small dogs and starve them. And then put them in a small cauldron, like the size of a cooking pot, instead of, like, you know, a giant cauldron that they used to boil people in. The opening of the cauldron was then fastened, like, strapped to the abdomen of the victim. So then a flame would then be held to the underside of the cauldron, which was, like, kind of on the other side of the person's abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And so the animal would try and run away from the heat.
Oh.
And the softest place to dig would be the victim's abdomen. Yeah. And so they would be completely torn to shreds, and essentially the animal would rip apart their organs, try to escape.
Oh.
This next one is like one of the worst ones for me, but I think it's just because I'm allergic to bees. Oh, I lied. There's one more before that. Sorry. This one, basically, they would like pour molten lead or gold into your mouth. But a study in 2003 showed that the metal wouldn't have caused death because it hardened in about 10 seconds. However, the pressure of the steam traveling through the body would cause internal organs to explode.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, I do not like that.
No, me neither.
Oh, I don't like that.
Me neither. This is the one with the bees that I was like, this is like one of the worst for me because I have allergic reactions to bees. I don't, just for the record, Addie knows this, I don't go into like anaphylactic shock from a bee sting, but every time I've gotten stung by a bee, my entire limb swells up and is in like severe pain and I'm like on crutches. Yeah, it's bad. It's not a good time. So this one, the victim would be stripped naked and stuffed into a large basket, and it was like very loosely woven so that, you know, bees could enter it. The basket would then be hoisted into a tree with an active beehive, and the struggling of the victim would anger the bees and cause them to sting.
Oh.
If you didn't die from an allergic reaction, you were just left there to suffer as long as possible.
Oh my god.
You were considered lucky if you died from an allergic reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Continually stung by bees.
Yeah, no. To close everything off on a lighter note, I'm going to end on the least evil and the least torturous form of execution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the quickest and most painless, although the backstory of it is a little rough. So the Tarpeian Rock was named after a woman named Tarpeia because she betrayed the Romans. She committed treason. Mm-hmm. And she was beaten and crushed by shields before being thrown off this cliff. And then the cliff was named after her. So this became a fairly simple execution site because instead of being brutally tortured, the victims were just thrown off an 80-foot cliff and died instantly.
Mm.
So I figured I'd end on something.
That's a long drop, though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but at least once you hit the ground, like,
it's quick. Yeah.
So that's everything I have on ancient Roman torture.
Oh my gosh. That's insane. Wow. Some really fucking gnarly and creative ways to torture people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the barrel one with the animals, and they have to, like, what? Who thought
I think
of
I,
that?
I think I hate the boats more.
Yeah, the boats,
only because
yeah.
you're pushed out into the water, your arms and your legs are exposed, and you're literally, like, bathing in your own shit.
Yeah. The maggots part is the one that I hate.
Bye. Oh my god, I hate bugs so much.
Yeah, same, dude. I had a dream last night, more like a nightmare.
Yep.
It was like an anxiety dream that I had roaches. I'm using quotes, air quotes, around roaches in my bed.
Ew.
But then when I opened up, like, there was a hole in my mattress, and when I lifted my mattress, they were like, I shit you not, like these huge, like 3-inch long, like bugs. They didn't even look like roaches, and they were just like festering in my mattress. And I woke up. That's when I woke up this morning, and I was like in a panic, one, because I hated it. I hate like bugs in my dreams. It makes me so anxious. And two, because I thought I was going to be late for our podcast, but it was only 9:30. And I was like, oh, and then I text you, and then I fell back asleep. But yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the rat dream I had a couple weeks ago?
I don't think so.
That was like the worst dream I've ever had in my life. So, well, that's an exaggeration. I just hate rodents.
Mm.
Which people are like, hedgehogs are rodents. I'm like, actually, they're shrews. Don't bring Maple into this conversation. For reference, I have a pet hedgehog. Her name is Maple. Speaking of pet hedgehog, tomorrow's a year since Kenny died. Anyway, Kenny was my last hedgehog, and he was like my best friend.
R.I.P. Kenny.
I miss him dearly.
I know.
Anyway, so back to the rodents. I've been having a lot of weird dreams about like mice in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
But a couple weeks ago, I had this god-awful nightmare that I woke, like, Justin and I got out of bed. And, you know, it was weird because it was one of those dreams where there was nothing surreal about it. It was like, yeah, my apartment looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really, like, down to the color of the bed sheets, like, exactly the same.
Yeah.
So we wake up and Justin, like, went to change the sheets. And there, I shit you not, Addie, a foot-long rat living between our mattress and our fitted sheet on his side of the bed.
No.
And he insisted on keeping it, so he bought, like, a cage and made us keep the fucking rat that was living in our bed. It was the most vile nightmare I've ever had in my life. Aww. And I woke up so angry at him. Also, yeah, he just texted me and apologized for stealing my mac and cheese.
Did he eat it?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him. He said, I'm sorry, I love you. I'm so angry. Anyway, yeah, so that was, like, just a god-awful dream. And then the other night, I had a nightmare that there were just, like, mice in all of my art supplies.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on with my brain. But I've been waking up, like, drenched in sweat every goddamn morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he did not eat it.
God bless.
I said, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway. For reference, the mac and cheese, he took me out to dinner last night because there's this restaurant that is like 3 minutes away from us, and I had the mac and cheese there a couple weeks ago, and I'm not even kidding. I would die for that mac and cheese. Best mac and cheese I've ever had in my life. I cannot tell you what restaurant it is because I will not tell you my location since I live like right next to it.
Yeah.
But I literally, like, I think the people behind us last night while I was eating dinner, like, wanted to leave because I was just talking about how that mac and cheese was my Lord and Savior and that I would just do anything. And
I love you so much.
Addie, once you experience that mac and cheese, when you come up next week.
I'm so excited.
I'm, like, you're not leaving until we eat that goddamn mac and cheese.
No,
we're going to split
a
bowl, though, because it's giant and I just don't feel like paying for
that's
two.
That's fine. I'm so excited. Also, wow, yeah, that's next week, huh?
Yeah. The 12th.
Wow. I'm really excited, but also I just got nervous because I need to see if I have any midterms or not.
Yikes.
Unless I had them this week, but wow. I'm excited. Mac and cheese!
I need to clean before you come. I have so much cleaning to do. It's all laundry because we, like, can't do laundry here. Swag money.
Well. Should I do the outro?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that existed. Yes.
Yeah. So, if you would like to follow us on our socials, our Instagram is at Your Worst Nightmare TCP. And we also have a Twitter, and it's at Nightmare TCP. I have not been very active on it. I do check it from time to time. I just haven't been tweeting much because I barely go on social media. already because of all the stuff that I'm doing. That's a lie. I do go on it, but not as often as I used to. But yeah, trying to get better. We also have our email that you can reach out to us on with listener stories or case suggestions, or if you just want to say hi. That is yourworstnightmaretcp@gmail.com. And we also have a Patreon if you would like to become a Mothman baddie and possibly get a discount now on any handmade items that we put up in our Etsy. And our Patreon is patreon.com/yourworstnightmaretcp. And now we have the Etsy. So yes. You can find us on Etsy at nightmaretcp, same as the Twitter.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to link that in the Instagram just because
okay. It
might be
it'll be a little easier. To find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way Etsy's set up is weird, so I just figured it might be easier to throw it in the Instagram.
Did I miss anything?
No.
Okay.
And I think that's everything I have to say, so.
Yep. I'm all good for this week. Sorry I was a little bit low energy today, guys.
We both were.
Like, running on, like, 2 hours of sleep. Just kidding. It's, like, 6 hours of sleep, but still. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
And we will see you next week. Hope you have a great week and stay bad.
Mothman baddies.
Mothman baddies. Ah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.